In Milwaukee, an estimated 10% of kids under the age of 6 have unhealthy levels of lead in their blood. Those are levels that could cause permanent brain damage and nervous system disabilities. A major culprit has been the lead-based paint used on houses from decades ago. Those paint chips can also make their way into family gardens. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learns about a project that aims to reduce those risks.
A dozen adults sit under a wooden canopy in a lush neighborhood garden on Scott Street, on the city's south side, enjoying a bit of downtime. Their children grab snacks before racing out among a sea of tomatoes and kale. Alejandra Hernandez is about to get the program rolling.
A lot of the people that are here we met during door-to-door outreach with the Lead Outreach Program.
Hernandez works with 16th Street Community Health Centers. It has a long history of helping families tackle the hazards of crumbling lead-based paint because of the devastating developmental impacts it can have on children. The center is tracking more than 1,200 at-risk families on the south side. Now it's encouraging them to learn more about their soil, another possible contamination site. As the evening workshop begins, Hernandez introduces the adults to the dangers of lead.
El plomo es un metal. Es un metal que es venenoso para el cuerpo humano.
The idea is to inform, not terrify. Attendees have plenty of questions. A dad wants to know the best time to test his young children for high lead levels. Hernandez takes time to answer each question thoughtfully. Then she leads half the adults to a garden plot, where she demonstrates how to gather soil samples at home.
Nada de la planta. So when you're doing your soil collection, try not to get any of the green material or any mulch.
Families who participate can return them to Hernandez. It's the step she hopes they take. It was elevated lead samples in several Milwaukee neighborhoods and conversations among partners starting in 2010 that fueled the creation of the program Growing Healthy Soil for Healthy Communities.
So, does anybody here know what composting is?
¿Alguien sabe qué es el abono?
Un poco.
This is another component, a workshop that introduces families to the basics of composting. Nate Gilliam with Walnut Way Conservation Corps explains, with a translator at his side. He says using vegetable scraps from the kitchen helps build healthy soil.
It helps your soil retain moisture.
Ayuda a la tierra mantener la humedad.
And adds nutrients to your soil.
Y aumenta nutrientes.
And I honestly don't think there's a better fertilizer for your soil than compost.
Jeremy Davis, a fellow Walnut Way colleague, then takes his turn. Each workshop features a special offering, tips or how-to instructions, which the team hopes interests the attendees in case the lead message wasn't compelling enough. This evening, Davis shares information about crops that can be planted late in the season.
So if you're a little bit slow about getting your garden started this year, or you're excited to start a new one that you've never done, now is actually a very good time to do so.
Davis rattles off a few vegetables and greens.
Zanahoria, repollo chino, collards.
Hojas de mostaza. That's a favorite from my hometown.
And we'll pass that down to the end there.
Oh, and where have the kids been all this time?
A
volunteer from the local UW Extension Master Gardener program is always on hand to work with kids so their parents can absorb new information. Sharon Morrissey heads the Milwaukee County program and says there's plenty to convey about lead in our outdoor environments.
People have some misconceptions and don't think of it being in most of the soil in Milwaukee. And that it gets on your shoes, and it gets on your hands, and it gets on your clothes, and then you track it in, and your kids get it on their hands, and they get it, the babies get it in their mouths. So it's really important to learn ways to keep that from happening.
As the evening draws to a close, the attendees leave for home with soil sample kits, gardening gloves, and other goodies. I later learned that of the 12 attendees, only 2 submitted soil samples. Workshops don't always result in high yields. Halfway through its 5-year grant, 33 families, some in the north, most on the south side, have jumped aboard the program completely. Yet organizers remain committed. So does one Milwaukee neighbor who did sample her soil. She's become an awareness advocate. Meet her tomorrow. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.